Brother Baxter, Billy, want you to help me. There's some of you over here. All right. J 35 to 50. Let's try that first. Now, somebody turn your card over. Look over on the other side of your card. And now look at your neighbor's card. They may be deaf and can't hear. They can't get up if they're deaf. They won't hear their number. And we want you to, or if somebody's unable to move when they call a number, just raise your hand. That's all. Just raise your hand and we'll see that somebody brings you up so we can get a hold. Let's all sing that while they're lining up the audience. Now, we won't be very long. We'll just keep praying. All right. All right. Only be. Coming down the hill came a lovely one with his robes around him, his hair blowing over to the side. There were three men walking along with him, and here come a father with a child that had epilepsy. And he said, "Lord, have mercy on my child, for he's variously vexed with the devil. Sometimes he falls into the water, into the fire, the devil trying to destroy him." He said, "I can if ye believe, for all things are possible to them that believe." Is that right? Amen. All things are possible. You say all things are possible with God. All things are possible to you, to them that believe. You believe that?
Amen.
All right. Let's sing again. All things. Christian friends, I'm going to ask you one thing if you'll do for me just now. I want you to be real reverent. Now, if our Lord should do anything, then you give him praise. But right, see, it's a difficult. Brother Baxter knows that, right, brother, that's very seldom with a round like this. That we're spirits all around everywhere. There's sick people. And there's human beings, and every person is possessed with a spirit. And those spirits, one moving this way and one that way, you'll watch it. It'll go out in the meeting, back in here and everywhere. Go to calling people, tell them what's wrong, you see, in their conditions. Now, if Jesus was here, could he heal you in your unbelief? Can anything be done for your healing but what's already been done? Not a thing. I haven't got nothing in me that would heal you. There isn't a thing. Brother Jackson, much as he's prayed for the sick too, there's nothing that you could heal, is there, Brother Jackson? Not a thing. None of you ministers that pray for the sick. Not a thing. The only thing that you can do is point them to Jesus, for he has already healed them. He's healed them. Now, none of these ministers here, they couldn't say they'd save you. They can't save you. But they can point you to where your salvation was purchased 1,900 years ago on Calvary. You just accepted. Jesus settled it with the Father of salvation when he died at Calvary. Is that right?
Yeah.
That settled it. The whole world was forgiven of sin, but it won't do you any good till you accept it. And every person was healed, but it won't do you any good till you accept it. Then we as ministers preach the word, and faith cometh by hearing, and hearing what? The word of God. And then after all that, that ought to be enough, shouldn't it? But after all that, then God come down and set in the church gifts. Say, for instance, tonight, maybe the lady sitting there might speak with tongues. This man here give the interpretation that would tell that the lady sitting here in a wheelchair that a certain thing she had done, that it caused that disease or whatever's wrong with her, or this man here, or whoever it might be. And it'd be just exactly that way. Tell him what was going to happen. I believe that's a gift of God, don't you?
Amen.
Then he said that. Then he said prophets. Do you believe that?
Yes.
He said wisdom, knowledge, gifts of tongues, interpretation of tongues. All these things are all in the body. All in the body. Now, after his word, then look how mindful he was to come down in here and get something else and bring it up, knowing that there would still be unbelief in the word, the question mark. Now, isn't he lovely? Oh, my, how wonderful he is. Now, if he was sure, he might tell you what was wrong with you, tell you your conditions, what to do, but he couldn't heal you. If he was standing here himself with this suit on, he couldn't heal you because he's already done it. He can't do it the second time. He could say, I am the Christ, and I'll purchase your salvation back. Believe this? If you'd say, yes, Lord, I believe it, it's over. Well, this is his word says the same thing. And he's no better than his word is. Is that right? All right. Oh, you have a little girl for the... Well, that's very sweet. Bart, just set her down right here. See, she's backward. You set right down there. You stand right with her, don't you, brother? Just go right in. The baby? Well, that's mighty fine. What's your name? Cole. I'm glad to know you, my brother. You're the father of the child, are you?
Yes.
All right, sir. Now, perhaps I talk to you then instead of the child. Because he's just a baby. I believe this is our first time meeting. I've never seen you in my life. As far as I ever know, this is our first time meeting. Now, I'll have to talk to you just a moment in order. See, just look all around you everywhere. Spirit, everyone, see. Human beings. But now it's got to be Ephesians singled out. Remember sometimes our Lord Jesus taking the people out to one side? Talk to them. Take them away and see if it was for a purpose. To get in contact with the Spirit. Now, did you ever hear the story about that angel of the Lord that came and told me those things? What I must do? You believe that's the truth? Well, he told me if I get you to believe that, then be sincere when I prayed that it would take place. I couldn't heal the little girl. I have nothing to heal her with. I'm not a doctor. If I was a doctor, I couldn't heal her. I might aid some nature, but I couldn't. God has to do the healing. And he's already done the healing. It just takes our faith to believe. That's right. But now, if our Lord was here, and the way I feel, if that little girl is sick, to see a little sweet little thing like that sick, I've got one at home just about like that. And you know how my heart would go far. But if he was here, he would stand and talk to you maybe like this. He'd tell you, well, your child taken a certain fever at a certain time or whatever it was, and it's been sick for so long or something like that. Well, that would just make you think, yes, I know that's him. Because that's what's the matter with the child. And maybe he might tell you something about yourself, what you had done, or something happened that caused that fever or sickness to come on the child. Then if he'd say that to you, then, well, he'd lay his hands up on it. Say, do you believe? You'd say, yes, sir. And he'd go away. And you believe the baby get well, don't you? Well, now, he went and he's at the right hand of the Father. But he sent back his gifts. And his gift is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit has attributes of gifts that comes to the people. And now, if he's here and I've told the truth and testifying of these things, then he will manifest himself in the same manner here that he, through his servants, as he would through his own flesh if he was here. Is that right? So I believe you're a sincere believer. You're not altogether well yourself. You know that. Yes. And but your baby here, it's not a fever. It's an accident has happened to the baby.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right.
Didn't the child have a fall?
That's right.
Something like fell?
That's right.
And or it's a it run a little something up into its rectum. Is that right?
That's right.
Is that true?
Yes, sir.
And it's caused it having all kinds of attributes. It's got a discharge that comes from it. Is that right?
That's right.
And you with your prostate trouble. Is that true, my brother?
That's true.
That's power. Our Heavenly Father brought again the Lord Jesus from death. Your spirit here, this little innocent, sweet little child laying here with an accident, punctured his little body. But thou art God. Thou art the one who can heal it. Christ's name. Amen. God bless you. Now, look here just a minute. Now, it's correctly. It was sometimes something happened to the child, but I don't remember just what it was. Was that the truth, whatever it said?
That was the truth.
Every bit the truth.
Yes, sir.
Every bit the truth. Now, he said, if you get the people to believe you, be sincere. That nothing will stand before the prayer. I said, they won't believe me because I'm uneducated. He said, as the prophet Moses was given two signs to vindicate, that he was sent for this purpose. Said, so will you. And told me this thing, you know the secret of the heart and tell the people they're troubled. Just like the spirit back in the day gone by. It's hard for me to see it. But I understand now. Now, don't fear. Your baby will be all right.
Praise to God.
Don't you think? Now, if the God of heaven will let me see what was in life back that way, and that's the truth, and you know it's the truth, and if I tell you the baby's going to be all right, you just keep on the way you are. It's got to be as true as that was. Is that right?
Amen.
God bless you. Then take the baby. You've been awfully nervous, haven't you? I've seen her when he's trying to hold her and she's screaming and carrying on like that. Yeah, don't worry. Let's go to leave. I just go thanking God and believe. And by the way, your trouble's gone. Let us say thanks be to God. Now, did I heal the baby?
No, sir.
That man's faith in God healed the baby. See? God pronounces his blessing. It'll be just that way. See? Now, young lady, you believe now with all your heart. Now you're conscious that something's going on. See, that was the first patient, just to get the anointing. Did you ever see that picture of the angel of the Lord that they got here? That was taken down in Houston, Texas. You've never seen it. They'll have it here in a few nights. I think we got a few more. But that feeling that you feel now, that's what that is. It's his presence. Now, just a minute. Before we go, lady, you're suffering with some kind of a convulsion or go out in epilepsy. Is that right? That's a harmless thing. I see that black thing come between us. Now, I know that's what it is. Aren't you bow your heads everywhere and let the women keep their children near them? Now, this is one thing that really bothers epilepsy. Now, please, ladies, everybody keep your children near and everybody be in faith. Now, lady, my sister, I'm not able to help you, nothing but pray for you. I want you to believe. Lord Jesus, help the woman. I pray that you'll grant it. May she go from here tonight and get well. Grant it. I lay hands upon her in the name of Jesus Christ and ask for her healing. O eternal God, author of life, hear the prayer of your servant. And in obedience to your command, I lay hands upon her And I ask that the demon of epilepsy will leave. Grant, may it go in Jesus Christ's name. May it grant that it'll be gone. Through Jesus' name. Amen. Now, just a moment, lady. I just want to talk to you just a moment. Won't you look here at me just a minute if you can. Now, that's been for a long time, hasn't it? Now, I want to look at you in just a moment just to talk to you. Now, I'm not reading your mind. God knows that. Or whatever you want to call it. See, there is the devil's got a bogus for everything God has got. You believe that? He's got these little psychic readers out here on the street make a guess or something. That's the devil. But Jesus Christ perceived their thoughts. Is that right? All right. Everything God has, he has a bogus. He has a real, genuine Holy Spirit. The devil has something that looks like it. It's not there. But here, it was just told what was wrong with you. But here's something else. You feel in your life and have for a long time that you have a call. And in the ministry of Christ. Is that right? And this thing has been hindering. Is that true? You've talked about it to people. Does anybody in this building know that's the truth? If it is, raise your hand. Now go and may the Lord bless you. As you believe, so will it be unto you. How do you do? Of course, I don't know you. I've never seen you in my life. But God knows you. Doesn't he? Do you believe that he is and a rewarder of those who will diligently seek him? Do you believe that he's able to make you free? If he will do this, will you seek after him with all your heart, give your life to him and live for him as best that you know how the rest of your day. You must do it. With that condition, you know, you can't live long like that. If that turns into a cancer, well, then you're done. You had an operation anyhow. But is that right? And you have a tumor now. Yes, that's right. In the breast. Now, will you believe that he'll heal you and make you well? And you give your life to him now. You surrender your life right now to him into his blessed will. Say, you accept him right now as Savior, Lord, and Healer. You do right now. Raise up your hand as a witness. Now come here. Almighty God, the author of life, the giver of every good gift, send blessings and peace. Forgive the woman, Lord. Take her now and heal her body, knowing that she is in a serious condition. May she leave here tonight rejoicing and happy. In Jesus Christ's name, I ask for her to be healed and saved and filled with your Spirit. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. You accept him now as your personal, individual healer, Savior, all. God bless you. Go and maybe receive the Holy Spirit and be healed. God bless you. All right. You believe, lady?
Yes, sir.
All right. If you believe with all your heart, God is here to heal you and make you well. You believe that? All right. Have faith in him. Don't doubt. What about you all out there? Are you believing with all your heart? Have faith in God. God will bring it to pass, whatever you ask for. Now, not these people here on the platform only, but you out there in the audience, anywhere you are. I put this to you tonight. You that won't be in the prayer line. You that's out there without prayer cards, without anything, sitting out there and has a chance to get in the line. You start believing God. Believing with all your heart. And pray into God and just accept him. Just accept him. Say, Lord, I now believe.
Amen.
See, I now believe. I believe it first because your word said so. I believe it secondly because you're absolutely vindicating yourself here tonight as you was in the days gone by, so are you here tonight. And I believe it with all my heart. And friends, look, it's just not Tallahassee. This is one around the world. Everywhere. Literally tens of thousands and thousands and thousands times thousands of people healed and saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. See, it's not nothing. It's been tried under every fiery trial I believe it could be put before in all the world. Here's my manager. Is that right, Brother Baxter? Through everything. Now, always, God is triumph. Never failed one time and can't fail. Because it's God. Now, if it was me, it would already be. I'm a failure to begin with. See? But he never fails. Just a moment.
Did I pray for an epileptic a few minutes ago?
Was the woman, man? Where's the woman that was an epileptic was prayed for? Oh, there. That's not it. That struck again in this audience. Here it sits right here. You want to accept it, sister, as your healing? Almighty God, I pray that you'll be merciful now and will heal her, and may she be well from this very hour. Satan, leave the woman. In the name of Jesus, the Son of God, come out of her. God bless you, sister. May His mercy be upon you. Have faith. Believe in God. God shall bring it to pass. See? That spirit was sneaking around trying to do something. Now you saw it. Is that right? I never seen you in my life. Is that right? You've had a life. Very much disappointed. See, when a child is a little girl, you had one when you was a little child. As a girl. Is that right? When you was in school. Is that true? You weren't a little checkered dress. Is that true? And now you have a growth. That growth's in the back. Is that right? Now, is those things true?
Yes, sir. That's
true. Every word of it true. Now, that wasn't me talking. That was something else talking. See, I never... How would I know what you did when you was a little girl and how you was dressed in school and what taking place? I never knew nothing about that. But it's the truth. And everything it said was positive the truth. Is that right? That's the angel of the Lord that's standing here doing that talking. I didn't have no control of what I was going to say. Now you're going to get well? You accepting now as your healer?
Yes, sir.
Almighty God who brought Jesus Christ from the dead, I lay hands upon our sister and ask that she goes from here and be a well woman in the name of thy Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. Cursed be the disease of this woman's body. In Jesus Christ's name. God bless you, sister. Now look, go and be of good courage. Go shouting, go rejoicing, praising God for your healing. Believing God. How do you do, sister? You believe with all your heart. Of a morning when you move from the bed, you can't hardly do it. That back is in such a fix. Is that right? Stepping down from a curb, you go easy when you go off the curb. Is that right? Go in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's say praise be to God. You get the stress of fever. Isn't that right? You have a fever trouble too. Once upon a time, that time is supposed to happen, you have pain down mostly on the left side. I see you holding yourself down on the back, especially from the bathroom. Is that true? Is that true? Every word of it. Then what was that went down through to those secret places that nobody in the world knows nothing about, but God alone can reveal it to you what you've done in your life? Is that right? Now, do you believe me to be God's prophet? The Lord Jesus has healed you now. You go on your own rejoice. Let's say thanks be to God. Come. How do you do, little lady? Do you believe me to be God's prophet, His servant, and is anointed with the Holy Spirit, and is if this spirit is of Jesus Christ, it'll testify of Jesus Christ. Is that right? I have nothing to do. I'm just like that light there. It isn't that light. It's the current that's in the light. Is that right? That's right. Then when Jesus talked with the woman at the well, He went right straight to her trouble and told her what it was. Is that right? She then believed and went and said, come see a man. Told me what I've done. Is that right? He never told her all she'd done. He told her where her trouble was. If God should now reveal to me your trouble, would you accept Him as your Savior and healer? I mean, your healer. You are a Christian. Would you accept? You will. You have female trouble. Isn't that right? That's right. Now go and do as you have said, and you'll get over it right now. Just have that on your heart. God, may the Lord bless you. All right, come, lady.
Praise the Lord.
Do you believe? with all your heart. Believe that now, not your brother here, I'm your brother. I'm just your brother. But God is your Savior. Do you believe that you're in His presence? You do. Not because I'm here, but because I'm just representing Him. Is that right? Coming between you and I? Yes, you have stomach trouble. Definitely. And you believe now He'll heal you of that? You accept it now? Almighty God, I pray that You'll heal the woman and make she go from here a well person through Jesus' name. Amen. That's a nerve. That causes a peptic condition, souring and inside of the trunk. You go on now and just be... If He knows what was wrong with you and what you done, He knows what the outcome will be now. Do you think He tells me the truth? If He wouldn't, how would He let me know what was wrong? Isn't that right? You knew that woman. You knew her life. And was that just exactly the truth? Every word of it? Come back down from a little child. Come down. Is that right? She never even maybe told you some of those things. And you know her to be a right woman. Now, as it was with her, so is it with you. Go in the Lord and with. Now, be happy. Rejoice. You see, you got yourself in a condition you've been prayed for before. And many times, you see. That's right. Meaning, but what you're trying to get a hold of something, it's right on you. It's now. This is your When you're up in here, see, then you drop down here. And when you're down in here, you're moody and low and nervous and upset. You have real upset spells like that, you know, mental conditions. You know, what makes you feel it, well, just all wound up. Now, see, first you think, I got my healing. Then you drop down here and you say, oh, I lost it. Sure, because you let yourself drop down here. See, stay up here. See, stay there until you cut a ring around there. Go on, God bless you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come. How do you do, brother? The Lord bless you. Do you believe that these things that you see and hear comes from the Lord Jesus Christ? Yes. Of course, there's one thing, seeing you shaking, brother, without vision or without anything at all. I know you got palsy, see, shaking. That is a nervous condition. Well, now let's you and I talk just a moment. And maybe the Lord Jesus would show me something else about you. That, and of course, you're wearing glasses. Of course, you should be something wrong with your eyes. Anyone can see that. But maybe there's a... Yes, sir? Between you and I comes blood dropping. And it's anemia condition. Is that right? If that's right, raise up your hand. God bless you, my sister. And may the Lord Jesus Christ make you well. In the name of Jesus. God bless you, Satan. Oh, believing now with all your heart. How do you do, lady? Come here just a minute. No, mother, I want you to raise up. Raise her up. Don't lay down. Look here at me. Do you believe me to be God's prophet? Do you believe what you hear is the truth? You're getting awfully sick, aren't you? There's a reason you're doing that. Is Satan's trying to rob you. If you believe me to be his servant, tonight's your deliverance. You've come a long ways to come here, haven't you? That's right. And don't you suffer with something like arthritis or something that's real. It's in your back and up and down. Isn't that right? This woman's bothered with her back too. Isn't that right, lady? Now, it's in the kidneys here. But yours is arthritis. Is that? And don't you have TB also. I don't know where. You know that? Do you know that? Mother, put your hands around her, Dad. Almighty God, look at that old couple sitting there, Lord, like old dad and mother. Poor thing, sick, suffering. Satan, come out of her. Exposed. In the name of Jesus Christ, leave the woman. Come out of her. God bless you, lady. You believe your kidney trouble is gone. You do. Say, you've had a desire to serve God too, close to what you walk in. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
You've been praying on that the last few days. Isn't that right? And when you're standing down there in line, you just prayed. I was going to tell you that when I got here. You come up here. Now, you just go and believe with all your heart. And is that the truth? It's the truth. Now, how would I know what you was craving, what you was doing in your heart? Now, you go believing with all your heart, and you're going to be a well person. Believe with all your heart. You had the same thing she did in the kidneys. That's going all across the platform. You both healed at the same time. Let's say praise be to God. Believe, sister. Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll make her well and heal her in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You You believe him?
Yes, sir. All right. Amen.
You have cancer, don't you? You want to get over it? You must believe God now or you'll never get over it. You believe that he'll make you well? Stand up on your feet and accept your healing, man. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you go too. Believe him with all your heart. Have faith in God. God shall bring it to pass.
Hallelujah.
How do you do, sir? You know me?
No, sir.
I don't know you. You believe me to be his prophet? I mean the prophet of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he said that he would sit in the church. You believe that? Wouldn't you like to go home and eat like you used to? Have a good solid meal? In the name of Jesus Christ, if you believe this, go eat what you want. Faith will rise up to a place right now that heart trouble will leave you. Would you like to get over? Raise your hand and say, I accept it, Lord Jesus. God bless you and go in the name of the Lord Jesus and may you be made well. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Do you believe? Out in the audience. Do you believe? Somebody this way look and believe. What about you, ladies, sitting there with, of course, I see your eyes are crossed. Do you believe with all your heart? Say, look this way again. It's more than that. I don't know whether you know it or not, but you're suffering with cancer also. Do you know that? If you knew it, stand up to your feet and accept your healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be healed. What do you do out there in the audience? You believe? Pray, believe. What are you, lady, with your, the elderly lady with her hand raised up? Do you believe me to be God's prophet? Yes. You believe with all your heart? If God here, right here, will reveal to me what's wrong with you, will you accept it? Now, your asthmatic condition, is that right? Is that right? Raise up your hand and say, all right. Stand up and be healed, man, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Accept your healing. How many in here wants to accept their healing right now? Say, I want to accept my healing. Back up in here, you want to accept your healing.